Results from the nation's governor's races offered some consolation to Democrats. They had hoped to claim a majority of governorships after yesterday's voting, and they did narrow the gap. But in the end, the Democrats fell short of their goal, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
36 states elected governors yesterday, including the 5 most populous and 9 of the top 10. At the top, there was little change. California, Texas, New York, and Florida all kept the current occupants of their governor's mansions. California Democrat Gray Davis kept his seat, but the count was closer than most observers expected.
And I promise you to work as hard as I can to make this state as good as it can be over the next 4 years. This is a great place to live, my friends, a great place.
Republican Rick Perry, who took over the governorship for President Bush 2 years ago, won a full term of his own.
If the son of a tenant farmer can become the governor of the greatest state in the nation, then any child can achieve any dream.
That's right.
And Florida Republican Jeb Bush fended off Democratic challenger Bill McBride, capping a final week of frantic campaigning on both sides. Former President Clinton and Vice President Gore stumped with McBride, but their endorsements were outweighed by that of President George W. Bush, who has been at his younger brother's side repeatedly this fall.
And I want to thank our great President of the United States for coming down and lending a hand to his little brother.
In most of the country, though, the races for governor produced a broad-scale reshuffling, suggesting that those who were unhappy with the economy or state services were aiming their ire at the party in charge close to home. Of the 36 states that elected governors yesterday, at least 17 handed the power to a different party. Democrats took over in Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. But Republicans took away governorships in Alaska, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Several states ended decades-long party affiliations in yesterday's governor's races. In Maryland, Republicans broke the Democrats' 34-year hold on the governor's mansion, electing Congressman Robert Ehrlich.
The work of government begins, and we're going to be tapping a lot of you for your brains, for your ideas, for your innovation as we seek to make Maryland a better place. You have made history here tonight. Thank you.
Not since Spiro Agnew was elected in 1966 has Maryland had a Republican governor. Ehrlich came from far behind in the beginning of the race to beat Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. In Georgia, which may have been the GOP's best surprise state, little-known candidate Sonny Perdue upended Democratic Governor Roy Barnes and became the first Republican governor of that state since Reconstruction. And in Illinois, an equal but opposite trend, Democrats elected Congressman Rod Blagojevich, the first Democrat to win a governor's vote there since 1972. A few more surprises. Largely Republican Wyoming elected a Democrat in former U.S. Attorney Dave Friedenthal, and Oklahoma turned against its longtime hero Steve Largent, the Hall of Fame football player and Republican congressman, in favor of Democratic State Senator Brad Henry. One state, Vermont, was unable to elect a governor because none of its 3 candidates got as much as half the vote. Vermont state law dictates that if no candidate wins a majority, the state legislature chooses the governor. While Republican James Douglas won more votes than Democrat Doug Racine, neither won a majority. The state legislature will vote in January and is expected to choose the candidate who won the popular vote, Republican James Douglas. Finally, in Alabama, both the Democratic incumbent and his Republican rival claimed victory early today in a dispute over ballot counts. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Extensive coverage of state and national races, including analysis by NPR journalists and commentators, is at npr.org.